This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Good morning, bliss lovers. It is Rebecca Davison here, intuitive coach, well, should I say intuition coach and mentor and founder of the Intuitive Life Academy. Welcome, welcome, folks, to the Find Your Bliss show here on Plains FM. We broadcast live mostly every Thursday at 9 o'clock. So I'm excited to be here with you today because I'm talking about a very esoteric concept today, which is creating heaven on earth. And I know for a lot of people, if you're from my age group at least, you'll probably refer to that song by Belinda Carlisle immediately, "All Heaven is a Place on Earth." But what does that mean and how do we actually create it? And do you even hear something like that and just think, that is a total fantasy? Like that woman on the radio today is totally crackers. Do you have that thought process? And if so, what are you denying yourself? Because I think the one thing about creating heaven on earth, and this is what I have seen over and over and over and over and over again when it comes to doing energy work, intuition, developing your discernment, creating what it is that you want, people want to feel a certain way. So you can literally feel like you are experiencing heaven on earth through one simple thing, a vibration. What vibration are you living in? You are an energetic field of energy. You're an oscillating field of energy. You know, when you get up in the morning, how do you feel in your body? What's the first thought that you have at the start of the day? You know, I was walking into a cafe just before, grabbed my cup of joe, right? And the thought that moved through my head was, how can I bring joy to somebody else's day today? And you know, when you have thought processes like that, what you're doing is you're making yourself feel good and also having the intention that you'll create that for somebody else. And this is the law of one mind, the law of mentalism. When it comes to the 12 universal laws, everything is connected. So when you even have a thought process like that, you naturally feel good because you have the intention of wanting somebody else to feel good. You know what it's like when you gift to somebody, like you do a random act of kindness and you give somebody something and it makes you feel good too. This is, again, the law of vibration. This is how we can create what it is that we want to create. So let's talk about that though. What is heaven on earth to you? Because it's probably going to look different for everybody. What is your version of heaven on earth? And I'll share with you what mine is. Mine is to know myself, to know the light and the dark, and to love both of them, right? Because we all have that. We all have, even though sometimes we might like to ignore it or pretend it's not there, and, you know, can talk a whole other, you know, and I'm going to do a show all about addiction and codependency and how that shows up because we resist our darkness so much. And how that creates even more pain and suffering. And if you've been there, I empathize with you. I've totally been there in codependent relationships, suffering with addiction issues, etc. It's really prevalent because we don't get taught how to feel our feelings, how to be present to them. It takes courage to do that. Right? It takes courage to be present to our own emotions. Because have you ever noticed this about emotions? Is that if you ignore them, especially the ones that are more contracted, is that feeling of, oh my goodness, this is gonna kill me, right? It's gonna overtake me. It's overwhelming to me. And that mostly is your resistance to it. So when you drop the resistance and you allow yourself to be present to it, no matter what it is, then everything shifts and changes. But yeah, I'm just looking at the Facebook Live here. Hey, Kylie. Hey, Raylene. Kylie's put, freedom to live your life the way you see fit. Totally. I like that too, right? Because see fit is it's kind of nice language, like being fit, see fit, you want it to fit, you know, you want it to be in an energy that feels really good for you. Because somebody, you know, everybody's wired differently. So some people are going to, their version of heaven on earth is, I don't know, raising butterflies, or, you know, I often talk about being a potato farmer in Idaho. You know, if that's what brings you joy, excuse me, if that's what brings you joy, then what does it take to go out and create that for yourself? And I think that is one of the things that we miss all the time. And this is often what people are most afraid of. A lot of it is going to come back to your ability to be able to create. And this is where people often in spiritual realms get tripped up. You know, yes, you want to visualize it. Yes, you want to go all in to create it. But yes, you are going to have to get off your butt and do something, right? You know, like, I think often what happens is sometimes we think that we can just visualize it, be in the energy of it, but we're not taking action. And this is often where I go back to masculine and feminine energies. You know, masculine energy in its balanced, positive, pure form is action, is overcoming, is getting the results, going up the mountain, getting stuff. You know, like, you think about when you, you know, if we're looking at masculine and feminine energies, and let's bring in some juicy energy, because that's always fun, right? Like, a version of a sexy masculine energy is a man who gets stuff done, right? A driving force, right? We want it to be, you know, and even when we talk about this, when it comes to sex, right, we want that passion, we want that sense of focus and purpose and being driven, literally, right? We want to be compelled by that energy to go to a new experience. But also, you know, if you're looking at the feminine, right, so that's like creation, getting out there, making it happen, doing what it takes. The feminine energy, of course, is being able to receive your creation. And again, you can look at that totally as a sexual analogy, being open, right? Women have to be open to be able to receive, especially when it comes sexually, right? And you think about it, you know, I've heard this before too. Do you want to have, you know, if you're in, you know, let's just use masculine, feminine, like a heterosexual relationship as an example, because, you know, that's probably the most common. And again, we all have masculine and feminine energy within us, right? So it doesn't matter if you're in a homosexual relationship, heterosexual relationship, you know, you have masculine and feminine within you. And there has to be an arc of polarity between those two energies with you and your partner to create attraction, okay? So, you think about it, if you're in feminine energy, but you're shut down, you're not going to be able to be given to. You know, the universe isn't going to be able to give you that feeling or experience or sensation of heaven on earth. You're not going to be open to it, which is why I've talked previously in other radio shows about especially the lower three chakras, right? The root, the sacral chakra, and the solar plexus. So the root, literally your ability to be able to be open, to manifest money, a sense of safety, security, survival, I'm safe in my body. The sacral chakra, of course, is the sexuality and sensuality chakra, and the solar plexus just below the ribs is your power center. So you can see why all of those need to be open and radiating for you to be really able, especially as a woman, right, to be able to receive what it is that you want. And when we pop them open and, you know, because again, the top three, your crown, your third eye, and your throat are really about your connection to source energy, your heart chakra, boom. You know, it's in the center of it all, and it is so powerful, and it is coded for truth. And it has, you know, that's why we want to refer to our heart often and make sure our heart and head are talking to each other, that the heart's leading and the mind is still giving you the common sense element. But you'll be in that space of like knowing what true love really is as well, which is love without expectations, obligations, detachment. Right? And when we have all these energy centers lined up, you are going to be feeling so much joy in your body. You're going to be feeling open to new experiences. You're going to be in the energy of, oh my God, this is, you know, life is amazing. You can experience that joy and wonder that you often had as a kid. Hopefully you had that momentarily, maybe, because I know a lot of people, you know, they've experienced not so great upbringings, and, you know, but I guarantee you, if you've had a really crappy childhood, you're probably a light worker, because often too, right, you know, we're people who are choosing the light are often born from difficult experiences, and what you suffer for is more often than not what you can help other people with. So I want you to kind of take a moment to tune in and maybe ask yourself, how open am I in all my energy centers? How am I feeling in my body right now? How open is my root? You know, your root chakra is at the base of your pelvis, right? It, you know, if you're a woman, it's literally, you know, in your womanhood, your vagina, right? Literally asking yourself that question. You know, how open am I? And often too, this is where we have awareness, and this is really where it gets really charged and really powerful, because if we've had negative experiences in the past, we can have a cellular memory, or we can shove energy in different parts of our body, which is what often creates aches or pains or dis-ease, discomfort, and that emotional energy is looking to be released so we can feel safe, so we can open up. You know, the number of times I've worked with people, and one of the first things I can identify with them is that they don't feel safe, right? They don't feel safe in their body. They don't feel safe in their sexuality. They don't feel safe around money. They don't feel safe in life, going out into the world, being able to create what it is that they want. So we need to start shifting these energies and coming into alignment, because if you're not feeling safe, you're not going to know what it feels like to feel like heaven is on earth. You're going to feel like, what is that woman talking about, you know? And again, you know, that's why we need to open up to the universe too. Because again, I've talked about this a lot, scale of consciousness, right? If your energy is contracted, like often I see it like, you know, like tin foil. I don't know what you call that overseas. It's like, you know, the metal foil that you wrap over the turkey or whatever when you're cooking Thanksgiving. Or maybe you don't, you take it off eventually. But the foil, right? And if you scrunch it up, and it's hard, right, for anything to get in or out of that, right? But if we expand our energy out, if we have awareness of energy and how expanded your energetic field is, then you're going to be having more fun, right? You're going to be trusting life more. And the more you trust life, the more you can expand your energy. The more you can expand your energy, the more goodness you can allow in. And often what will happen, right, is maybe we'll allow it to a point and then we'll go, oh, I can't have any more than that. Or this is, you know, like I often see this when people manifest stuff and they're like, oh, wow, I didn't expect that. That's really amazing. And then they stop themselves from going to the next evolution of that, right? They don't allow themselves to move into the experience of more, because maybe that's greedy if they've manifested a large sum of money, or maybe there's a limit on how much pleasure you can experience as a woman, because if you're experiencing too much pleasure, then maybe other people are going to get jealous, or maybe they're going to be, other people are going to think that you're a slut. You know, there's all these unspoken dynamics that often people don't talk about, right? Like if you see somebody who's having a lot of fun and experiencing a lot of joy and having a lot of pleasure, what is your thought process about them? And this is really important too, right? When it comes back to that law that I just mentioned, the law of one mind, which is the law of mentalism, that we are all connected. So if you're seeing somebody in your reality and you're going, oh my goodness, you know, what are they doing? Because they're having an amazing experience of life. You want to start tapping into that, right? You want to start asking yourself some questions. But if you are judging that, if you are saying, oh, that person's having too much fun, or they're traveling too much, or they're making too much money, you are literally blocking yourself from receiving it. And again, what is your version of heaven? Freedom. Like the Intuitive Life Academy, three principles. And it's so funny too, because I've been playing with this a little bit recently in regards to, because you know, like your business if you have one, is an entity. It has its own vibration. It has a consciousness. You want to be very aware of the energy that you give your business. So the Intuitive Life Academy, for example, stands in the vibration of freedom, pleasure, and abundance. And can you see why I chose those? Obviously, they're my values. But even, you know, freedom, pretty standard, right? It's pretty much everywhere. Everybody wants to experience freedom. That's going to look different for everybody, but it's expansion. That's what freedom is, literally. And freedom is also your soul's greatest desire. Your soul always wants to be free, right? You ever see somebody feel controlled or manipulated? That's a surefire way to show you what it is that you don't want, right? It's like, whoa, no, I don't want to experience that, because your soul feels contained. It doesn't like it. It doesn't love it. It's like, no, I want to experience more than this. I know that I can experience more than this. Pleasure. You know, it's interesting too, you know, because the thing is with that, I've been looking at, is that the vibration, or is it actually joy? But you know what? A lot of people are afraid of joy. It's just so funny to me. They feel that it's not possible. And again, this joy vibration is connected to the heaven on earth vibration. So pleasure slash joy, right? What does it take to experience that? What does it take to experience joy through pleasure? What would it take to experience the joy of pleasing yourself? Right? Whether that is sexually, physically, mentally, emotionally, and again, making choices that please you. So, and it's not just about pleasing yourself, right? Because often too, that has a negative connotation. It's about pleasure. Pleasure is a sensory experience, right? Pleasure is about what you're choosing, what environment you're choosing to be in, what you are choosing to taste, to touch, to be present to, what energy or vibration you're surrounding yourself with, you know. And of course, you can see how sensual energy moves back into that sexual energy. But of course, often we need to start with our sense, especially as women, right? I don't know about you, but one thing I can't stand is when people, and there's not a lot of things that I dislike or hate, right? But I can't, because I'm an introvert, I can't stand it when people approach me on social media and they're like, hey, buy my stuff, right? To me, like, I've literally gone back to people and I've said, you know what? I actually prefer foreplay, which is intimacy, which is getting to know somebody, which is expressing interest in somebody else rather than I want you to meet my needs immediately, right? So if anybody's listening and you want to approach me about stuff, please don't. Please let's choose to have a relationship rather than just like, you know, because it feels like the energy of like forcefulness to me. It feels like the energy of like, let's have a quickie. And in my world, that's reserved for people that I already have that trust with, right? So being very aware of the energy behind what it is that you're doing, even when you're in your business, right? So powerful and important. But looking at that pleasure, what does pleasure look like for you in your life? What sensual elements are you surrounded by? And this is why people often talk about decluttering when it comes to manifesting what you want. If you've got a cluttered mind or a cluttered house, vice versa, right? Declutter. Get rid of the stuff that you don't need. Stop hanging on to the stuff that doesn't really serve you. It's really important. So going back to the pleasure, right, and how that sensual energy, what you see, what you taste, what you touch, super important for visualization. If you want to visualize effectively and create effectively, you want to be using the senses, because that's how you basically recode your reality through your physical senses. If you want to create something, you want to see it in your mind. You want to know what it feels like. You want to anticipate what you're going to be hearing, what you're going to be tasting, what you're going to be touching, how you're going to be feeling in your body. I even get people to imagine, you know, what are you wearing? Who are you hanging out with? What kind of conversations are you having? That is beautiful energy. And again, it creates a sensation. It creates an experience. You're inviting your body to experience that. And that can often be really pleasurable. And of course, the sexual energy. And of course, you know, I love this too, because I just had a real download about this morning in regards to my own life story and how, you know, you often look at where you've been and what you've experienced and how it all ties together. for your purpose. You know, and for me, you know, I'm a Scorpio, so there's three things that I really love talking about. One of them's sex, one of them's money, and the other one's power. My definition of power, though, being pure source energy. So when you bring those elements together, though, that, for me, is heaven on earth. You know, those elements of, again, the pressure, the freedom, the abundance. When you bring all those elements together, that is sacred union with the divine. You know, that is ecstasy. This is why sex is one of the most powerful energies, you know, on the planet. It is creator energy. It is primal. It's instinctive. It is in every part of our being because it's all about creation. Sex is the energy that drives creation. So when we have sexual energy, right, we're in the energy of creation. And this is why Napoleon Hill wrote a whole chapter on this in his book, Think and Grow Rich, which is the transmutation of sexual energy, which is when you have the ability to take a sexual vibration and focus it into what you want, boom, you know, you are going to be shattering where you thought that there was a wall, it is going to open up for you in the biggest possible way because you have the ability to take that vibration and channel it, like focus it like a laser. You're going to be able to cut through walls like they're butter, like a hot knife through butter, right? You're going to be able to create something amazing. And you look at people in history who are very good at this. They say Henry Ford was very good at this, right? He talks about that in the book, Napoleon Hill, to take that sexual energy and to tune it into creation. Like, that's genius frequency, right? And again, when you're in those higher frequencies of energy, you are experiencing massive creation. And when you're in the energy of massive creation, so much opens up for you, so much possibility. The vibration of the people that you're hanging out with, the way they think, the what they choose to do, and how what choices you're making for yourself. You know, just recently, of course, the Intuitive Life Academy, we had our first overseas retreat in Fiji, and it was mind-blowing. I can't even believe that I haven't been to Fiji before. I'm still pinching myself. The retreat was for 2 days in Denarau, and that was incredible. And then we went out to one of the islands, right, and I had a holiday there with a friend of mine, and it was incredible. I was just like, this is my version of a tropical holiday, you know, blue sunny sky, extreme heat, which was just beautiful, beautiful swimming pools, blue water, white sand. It was amazing. And, you know, Christchurch is only 4 hours away from Fiji. A lot of people go to Bali because that's often a spiritual mecca. But I was like, for me, this is incredible, right? That in New Zealand and I have Fiji on the back doorstep and I can't believe I haven't been there before. That was also part of my creation to go, once upon a time, I remember the very first time I was like, oh my goodness, I would love to have a retreat overseas. And then I ended up doing my very first retreat overseas in a country that I'd never been to before. You know, so seeing the difference in my own level of self-belief, trust, self-awareness, and knowing that no matter where I was, even though I might not have been aware of my surroundings because it was a brand new country, that I had faith in myself that it would come to pass. And it did. And next year, it's going to be Greece. And that, even in my own mind, is like, wow, what else is possible? So what's the vibration? Can you see how it all comes back to vibration, folks? Can you see how it all comes back to what vibration am I running through my body? And I know your mind might be going, what is she talking about, right? Like the mind might be, because this is what happens, right? When we start to shift from the ego into the soul energy, is your ego goes, I'm losing control and I don't like this feeling. Right? So I don't like this. I want to try and control it. I don't think you should listen to what this person's saying. You know, this is scary. Are you sure? This is dangerous. What's going on? You know, often the ego can go into a bit of panic mode. But the thing is, your soul knows. Your soul knows what's possible for you. Your soul is always asking you to step into the next evolution of yourself. Your soul is always asking for you to have more awareness so you can make better choices that make you feel more amazing. And again, the choice then becomes, what are you going to choose? What are you going to choose in regards to living your version of heaven on earth? You know, I can tell you what, one of the best ways your soul shows you is by what you don't want. All right, who's had plenty of that, right? What you don't want. You know, I had plenty of what I didn't want when I was working in corporate. I didn't want to have to adhere to somebody else's timetable. I still get a kick out of the fact, you know, even this morning, like I woke up at 6:15 and it's like, you know, in theory, I don't need to do that. But my body just woke up before my alarm. I was totally fine with that though, because it was my choice. You know, it's like if my body chooses to wake up at that time, it's perfect because it's my choice. I have the autonomy and that gives me a kick, right? I still get a buzz out of that. You know, yesterday was an amazing day for me. Because I actually did my, you know, my angel cards, etc. And I got in one of them that, you know, you're going to receive a gift by the end of the day. And I'm not going to tell everybody what it is yet because I'm going to show it on Facebook. It's actually my birthday at the end of October. And, but I went gift shopping with my parents. And I can't wait to share what this gift is. And you know, it totally describes me as a weirdo. But let's just put it this way. It's all about seeing more and expansion. So, you know, and again, just have that experience too, right? Of like getting the message from the universe that you will be gifted to and then having this gift show up. You know, for me, that's instant manifestation. And also too, you know, it's a gift that I'm going to cherish for a lifetime because it has a big connection for me with my folks. So what's your version of heaven? You know, if it's traveling around the world, if it is impacting people in a positive way. Because you know what the funny thing is, right? Yes, you might have a visual for it. Yes, you might have done a vision board. Yes, you might have shown up in the energy of like, oh, I'd really love to create that because it's going to make me feel so good. What action steps have you taken towards it? Are you using all your resources available to you to create it? Are you activating the energies of the universe to say, hey, universe, this is my intention. Show me the next step. You know, this is where, this is so funny to me because so many people I know are so intuitive. If you're watching this, I'm sure you are yourself. So intuitive, getting the information, getting the downloads, getting the awareness of what it is that they want or don't want at least. You know, if you have the awareness of what you don't want, what's the opposite of that? That's going to show you what you don't want, right? So what do you want, but are you taking action on it? And this is where often people fall down. And again, especially for women, this is where we need to heal our woundedness with masculine energy, because I have literally seen it before, where women will stop or block themselves because they dislike, distrust, have a bad taste in their mouth about masculine energy, about getting stuff done. And also too, you can see what happens if you start taking action and then things start happening, you have to be open to receiving it. So you can see how it's all interconnected in regards to opening up your connection to source, opening up all your energy centers, being able to take the action and then being able to actually receive what it is that you want to create. Because I've seen people do this before, right? They're asking, asking, and asking, but they're shut off, right? In their root, they're like, no, 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 no. I want to ask, but I'm not going to receive it. It's like, enjoy your asking then, but why would you not enjoy your allowing yourself to receive it? And you can see why it's so important often too, right? To clear the energy, clear anywhere you felt disempowered, clear anywhere you felt in sexual situations that it hasn't been great, or anywhere there has been a sexual relationship where you felt disappointed, let down, heartbroken, maybe even, you know, darker energies like feeling abused, feeling betrayed, any kind of violence, any of those energies, super, super important. And it's not always easy, right? Because some of that energy can be incredibly charged and it can feel incredibly painful. And women as well, you know, that's one element. And then we have another element of how women are so easily, because they're connected through the pain body, as Eckhart Tolle calls it, we can easily, if we're empathetic, tap into the collective consciousness of pain, right? And that can be even more overwhelming, right? All the other people in the world who've suffered or who have been in a place of violence or loss. You know, it can be daunting and overwhelming to heal our own hurts, let alone kind of being open to those energetic frequencies of other people's woundedness. And of course, this is how the universe shows you how you get triggered. Go out into the world, eventually the universe is going to show you where you are blocked by triggering you. And often too, when it happens, right, you're like, oh, you know, what we do often if we're still in judgment is we go, oh my God, that person's horrible, right? I can't believe they said that, or I can't believe they did that, or I just, you know, it felt like they just punched me in the guts by what they said. The gift is they are showing you what needs to be healed. And that, you know, can you feel the level of accountability and awareness that kind of requires, and the courage to go, actually, thank you for showing me this energy within myself, because we're all connected. So when we have people come into our world who trigger us, they are actually gifting to us because they're bringing us awareness. When we have the awareness, we can clear the energy. We can't change, I mean, we can't kill energy, we can't destroy it, but we can shift it to a higher vibration, one that is more expanded and that serves us. And when we choose to do that, when we choose to be aware, when we choose to go, thank you so much for triggering me so I can have an awareness of this and shift the energy and the vibration, those people are the people who are literally propelling you towards what it is that you want the fastest. Right? So this is why, you know, this is why I've written blog articles before, which are, do you want to be nice or do you want to know the truth? Because often people are afraid of the truth, right? The truth cuts through BS like nothing else. It clears the path. Your heart is coded for the truth. But often too, our mind is like, well, I have to be nice, right? And being nice is maybe telling that person what they want to hear rather than telling them the truth. What are you going to choose? Are you going to choose to activate your power and come into alignment with truth, which is going to take you to where you want to go, to live heaven on earth? Right, because you think about it, divine frequency, is that truth? Is that in alignment with truth? You can bet your bottom dollar, you know, universal energy is absolute truth. And truth is high frequency energy. So one of the first things we need to do, right, is stop telling ourselves stories. We need to stop telling ourselves the limitations. We need to not stop telling ourselves we can't, or there's somebody else who can do it better. We need to focus on what we can do and take guided action on it. You know, like when I first started developing my intuition, I was really in the energy of like, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to take guided action and I'm going to do it consistently and I'm going to see what happens, right? So there was a lot of kind of innocence to it, really, rather than needing to control or manipulate the outcome and it has to look like this. Because one thing that I discovered about intuition is it is non-linear. It does not go in a straight line, right? You'll ask a question and your intuition will go that way. And then you'll be like, okay, I'm there. What happens now? And then it will be like, go that way. And the example I often use about this is how I got the guidance once to drive from my place in Sumner out to Hawswell. And it's probably about a 25-minute drive from my place. So I got my car, drove out to Hawswell, and I was like, okay, I'm here. You know, it's like, oh, what's going to happen? Am I going to meet the love of my life? And I just got guidance. You know, the answer literally was, we just wanted to see that you would do it. And I was like, what? You wanted to see that I would just get in the car and drive to see that I would take the action, right? And to me, I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. But anyway, I was kind of like, okay, whatever, I did it. You saw that I did it. Okay, that's the guidance. Great, go home. Several months after that, though, I got guidance, right, to drive from San Francisco up to Portland. And again, and ironically, that totally was about the love of my life and what I needed to be aware of. Because the last time I had been in Portland, I had been there with him. And it brought up all these files that I needed to be aware of in regards to the energy, right? So that was the point, right? So your guidance is always working, but it's not always working in a way that you might anticipate or expect. And you have to allow the universe to communicate with you in the way that it chooses to, rather than expecting it to look in a certain way. And it's kind of like, you know, I often talk about skip rope. You know when you're at school and you have to jump rope? And you remember that? Like you used to do it with two big skipping ropes and how you have to get the rhythm right to be able to jump in and start skipping. It's kind of the same with the universe. You have to find the rhythm of the universe and learn how to communicate and how the universe operates to be able to get it. Right? But once you're in that space, it is joyous. You know, again, did I go into judgment about the fact that I drove to Hallsville when there was no kind of outcome as such, except being told that, you know, we wanted to see that you would do it? No, I was just kind of like, well, that's weird. But hey, you know, I've done what I was instructed to do. But of course, then the guidance, you know, that came from driving up from San Francisco to Portland and that experience, that was on a whole other level in regards to discovery and awareness and what the universe wanted to show me and also all the past lives that I've had with that soulmate. You know, that's just the tip of the iceberg, right? But coming back to it, what are you choosing to create? Are you prepared to work with the universe to take the inspired action? Because there's two ways you think about it. Money is the outcome of action. So you have, you know, you need to make choices and to take action to create that. But you have a choice. Are you going to take an action or are you going to take an inspired action? Inspired action means that you're prepared to sit down and communicate with your intuition and say, hey, universe, show me what the next inspired action is to create what it is that I want. And what you will find is if you do that, you will be moving in more flow. You'll be experiencing more fulfillment and more joy. And that is really what you want. And this is how the law of the universe works, right? That law of vibration again. Do you want to make money and have it be hard or a struggle or difficult or do it from your rational mind? Because people do. Or do you want to do it from a place of consciousness, awareness, choice, delight, knowing yourself as the creator to have that experience? So recognizing that you have a choice. You have a choice to go, I can create from my rational mind. Sure, why not? People do it every day. Or I can create from a place of joy and experience that freedom, pleasure, and abundance by tuning to listen in and asking the universe, what's my next guided action step? And also too, right, what does it take to clear the blocks that stand in the way of actually receiving the information? Because often what people do with what they go, I'm not hearing anything. Or, you know, is that action or is that not? I went through a big stage too where I was right, okay, you know, you need to be specific with me. Like I'd ask a question and then I'd be like, I'm not quite sure if this is it. So can you give me clarification? But often too, it's just even having the awareness to continue to ask the questions to get the answers. A lot of the time I just see people stop and block themselves. So I'm going to say thank you so much to Facebook. I got to go because I'm running out of juice. But thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I will be sure to go back and check your comments and respond. Thank you so much for being here. Know that you can listen to the rest on 96.9 FM. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye for now. And yeah, today we have been talking about creating heaven on earth. So what does it take to create your version of what heaven on earth looks like? Do you know? Have you even thought about it? You know, if you were living in that frequency of, oh my goodness, I'm experiencing, and I see people do this a lot, right? How they negotiate with their mind and how their mind often wins and the energy and the vibration of the mind kind of sucks. right? Because it's like, oh, you should be realistic. You know, oh, you've just, that's just a fantasy. You're making stuff up. You can't do that. You can't have that, right? Who wants to listen to that? That's not going to bring joy into your life. That's not going to bring bliss into your life by going, oh, you're dreaming. Or, and again, right, this is why we want to start being very, very aware of what we allow ourselves to be around. Choose people, folks, who believe in the beauty of your dreams. Choose people who encourage you. You know what? And again, can you see how it works in the law of one mind? If you see somebody talking about their dreams, doesn't it just light you up inside somehow? You know, I had a connection yesterday with the beautiful lady, Michelle. And she's talking about her dream in regards to being a singer, right? And just listening to her talk about it, it made me excited. And I'm excited for her. And then because I'm bringing that energy, flowing that energy, that adds to my own vibration. But it's also adding to hers as well. Be the person who's prepared to bring the energy, right? Be the person who's prepared to be a leader. Be the person who's prepared to give. Give of your good vibration. Give a smile. Give some encouragement. Give some delight. Give some energy of like, I believe in you and I totally see your vision and I'm so happy and excited about you creating that. When you do that for others, you are doing it for yourself. I love to see people shine. I've got another friend of mine, Karen, who's doing a conscious creation program at the moment and it is amazing. She's got so much engagement and I'm like, I love to see you shine. It is amazing. You so deserve this. This is awesome. You are incredible. You deserve this, right? To be in that space of like, yeah, don't you just love seeing people be successful? And of course, this goes back again to if you go into comparison or judgment, you are going into separation. You're not going to be creating your own heaven on earth if you're in those energies and frequencies. And I know, right? It can be triggering. But often too, what jealousy is, folks, is a recognition of your own potential that is yet to be born. I'm going to say that again. Jealousy is a recognition of your own potential that is looking to be born. If you are jealous of somebody, you're usually jealous of something that it is that they're creating. That creation is available to you in a way that is your version. But what's it going to take for you to step up and come into alignment with taking all the action steps to create that? And again, that's when the rubber hits the road. But the thing is, it doesn't have to be hard work, right? It can be joyful. It can be sexy. It can be a vibration that feels good. And can you see how that very quickly becomes heaven on earth? We can use the power of our creator sexual energy to pop us into a vibration that is just blissful. You think about it. What is an orgasm? Orgasm is oneness. All your chakras are open and lit up when you have an orgasm. You are losing your ego in that moment. You are coming into alignment with source energy. Sex is a gift from God to know that you have oneness in your body. What do you have to do to achieve an orgasm? You have to surrender. So, which is a key principle in regards to creating what it is that you want. And I know that it's a little cheesy, but I totally love this song. So I am going to, share it with you and let's play some of this and remember the vibration of this, right? Feel into it. What is your vibration? What's your version of this? Oh, it's going to be loud. Be ready. Do you know that? the fabulous Belinda telling us all about heaven on earth. And, you know, it's one of my guilty pleasures, actually, that song. But what I love about it, too, and have you noticed this, folks, about any love song that you listen to, you can actually change the lyrics to imagine that the universe is talking to you. You know, even, you know, they say in heaven, love comes first, right? Or even the lyrics, right? You know, feeling lost and then being found, or, you know, I hear your voice, right? Again, knowing that the universe is love, universal frequency, energy. So you are always connected to those forces. The universe is always listening. The universe is always responding. But this is a big thing, right? Like, often I feel that people think that their prayers, their thoughts goes in vain. No. What you have to do, right, is understand how the universe communicates. And sometimes it is way more simple than you think it is, right? I.e., if you ask a question, like, for example, me yesterday tuning in, getting that card, and then being told you're going to be gifted to, and I have a present bought for me in the afternoon, that is the universe talking to me, right? How you might hear something. And then maybe three people say something similar in a 48-hour period. That is the universe talking to you, right? The universe talks to you through earth angels. Being in those spaces too of recognizing how, you know, the universe often talks through numbers. I know often when the universe wants me to pay attention because I'll get goosebumps, which for me means coming into alignment with truth, right? That truth is present. Pay attention, pay attention. So there's lots of different ways, but when you start bringing your awareness to it and start really dialing it in, you know, because it is really, you know, there is a reason why we have masculine and feminine energies. Their receptivity, that drive, those two forces combined together when you know how to work them, you know how to clear energy out of your body, you know how to come into alignment with balanced masculine and feminine energies to be able to take the action but also be able to receive what it is that you want, you can set your world on fire. Like, the universe has literally given you everything it is that you need, but sometimes we need help facilitating that. So if you're in that space, folks, please reach out to me. You can always have a free 15-minute consultation by going to www.rebeccadavison.life. Davison spelled D-A-V-I-S-O-N, and life is L-I-F-E. And click on book a consult and let's see what's possible in regards to you stepping into those energies and frequencies where you're enjoying your life, where you're feeling more pleasure. And what happens often too, right, when you raise your vibration, the byproduct of that is making money joyously. So many people have such cemented energy when it comes to money. And again, drawing on 13 years of banking experience, folks, you know, every day I spent time around the numbers, time and the energy. And for 5 of those years, I worked in private bank for high net worth clients and saw the difference in their approach, their attitude, their behaviors, their energy in regards to what they did. You know, the next program that I'm launching too is Intuitpreneur, which is Intuitive Entrepreneur, which is really about helping people to get in the vibration of what it is that you want to experience, using your intuitive skills and gifts to be able to focus your attention, to be able to take that guided action, to have the universe help you and help your business unfold in a way that you really want it to. You know, your journey is unique to you. What is it that you're choosing to create? And do you want to create it from a place of joy, or do you want to do it the hard way and just do it through your rational mind? You know, rational mind, when you've got the option of working with the universe, it's like, why would you? Right? Why would you put yourself in a space where it has to be long, slow, and difficult when you have the choice, if you're prepared to do what it takes to learn to listen to your own inner guidance? Right? Isn't that ironic that it's within you? You know, your soul is bigger than your body. So your body is the densest part of your energy field, but your soul is downloading, computing, trying to bring you awareness in every given moment. Your job is to start to come into alignment with that awareness and then learn what it takes to take action on it. Healing the divine masculine within yourself. You know, and this is often the same for men, right? If they're self-employed and you're doing, you know, you're driven, you're taking a lot of action, you're making things happen, what's your ability to be able to receive like? Are you actually open to receiving the gifts of your efforts? And this is often where men can kind of be out of balance, right? They give and give and give, but then they don't know how to receive. They don't know how to move into that feminine energy. So then they're not actually in the energy of actually being open to their, you know, because if you put energy out there, folks, the universe responds. Again, it's another universal law, cause and effect, the law of divine compensation as well. As if you give, you will receive, but you have to be open to receiving it. And if there's some woundedness there in regards to being hurt, in regards to heartbreak, in regards to unforgiveness, you can guarantee that you've probably stopped, blocked, or shoved energies into one of your three lower chakras that is going to stop you from being able to experience what it is that you want, but also the joy that comes with what it is that you want. Because have you even noticed that, right, folks? Like, I've noticed this before. Like, I've manifested big lump sums of money and I've been like, oh, I thought there was going to be happiness in the money. There's not. It's just money, right? It is your creation, your vibration that brings the fulfillment. It was a really good lesson for me because it was like the joy, the fulfillment is not in the money. The joy and the fulfillment is in me. So how do I create both? I don't want to just have money. I want to feel joyous. I want to feel fulfilled. I want to be an amazing receiver of all good things. So how do I activate those energies? You want to be open in your root and your sacral chakra and your solar plexus and obviously all the rest of your chakras, but those three particularly in regards to being able to have something that's intangible, i.e. an idea, become made manifest, i.e. your creation is out in the world, you're being in the energy of creation, but also remuneration. So you're giving and receiving because your masculine and feminine energies are balanced, open, juicy, vibrant, working for you in the energy of polarity, which is attraction. Alrighty, folks, as always, it is a privilege and a pleasure to connect with you. If you are not already, I would encourage you to come join the Intuitive Life Academy Facebook group. It's a totally free community. We have so many beautiful high vibers in there. If you're a healer, a guide, a coach, you want to take your business to the next level, you want to learn what it takes to balance these masculine and feminine energies, you want to activate your intuition to propel your life into juicy goodness, then I would encourage you to come and check that out. Just go into Facebook, search for the Intuitive Life Academy, come and join the Facebook group. Very soon, like I said, I'll be launching the Intuitive Entrepreneur. I have a client attraction meditation that I'll be offering in the group next week. So there are definitely perks to being in the group. And yeah, come be part of my tribe. Come and learn what it takes to live in a higher vibration so you can experience a life that you really love, which is based on those cornerstones of freedom, pleasure, and abundance. As always, folks, it's a privilege, a pleasure, and an honor. And I'm sending you many, many blessings to have a wonderful day. Lots of love. Bye for now.